Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 275 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the major super abilities section, but unfortunately, I know we've been having a lot of fun here on the podcast with these superpowers, but today we have to talk about something really serious, something really tragic that I've watched unfold over many years, over a decade now, I guess, in professional wrestling, which is, of course, one of the art forms I love, and I'm very sad to see it infect role-playing games as well. I'm referring, of course, to Big Show Syndrome. This is so named after Big Show, aka Paul White, aka The Giant. A very tall professional wrestler, huge, technically a giant, but unlike his predecessor in giganticness, Andre the Giant, Big Show just is not an intimidating presence in the ring. He is not a wrestler that others fear. You would think, at 7 feet tall, at over 300 pounds, that Big Show would be a terrifying force, an unstoppable menace, as Andre was before him. But no. Big Show Syndrome is a sad situation in which what should be an intimidating, overpowering monster, despite his huge size, just doesn't somehow evoke the fear that he deserves. And this is a syndrome that unfortunately affects giant superheroes in Heroes Unlimited, as we see on the power on today's page, Growth. Growth is your classic giant superhero superpower. Quite simple. It makes you big. You can increase your height by 2 feet for every point of physical endurance. You get heavier, tougher, stronger, all the things you'd expect. You get some miscellaneous bonuses and penalties. For example, you get a bonus to hit, and you move faster because you've got a longer stride, but you take a penalty to dodge, and your physical endurance is set to a minimum of 14, so you can always grow at least 28 feet, even if you rolled really bad stats. All of that's acceptable. All of that's fine. The tragedy comes in with another subsidiary benefit of the power, which is that you gain a horror factor of 9 when you are 8 feet tall, and then you add 1 to that horror factor for each 6 feet of additional height. Now, what you've got to understand is, I haven't been talking about it a lot, but many, many superpowers get a horror factor in this edition of Heroes Unlimited. I'm talking stretching. I'm talking force aura, like we talked about the other day. I'm talking ice powers. If you cover yourself in snow to fight crime, like Iceman did back in the day, so you still got a horror factor. All superpowers are scary. It's the 90s. No matter how many bright colors you wear, no matter how much underwear you wear on the outside of your clothes, no matter how stupid your haircut or absurd your backstory, we've all just agreed it's the 1990s. We wear trench coats and we cower in fear from one another as though we are all fucking Dirty Harry and not Mr. Miracle. And surely, of all powers to get in on that action, that sweet horror action, you would expect the giant to be right there. It's very intuitive. Getting attacked by a big person is scary. Getting attacked by an unnaturally big person is extra scary because it's unnatural. Seems like a no-brainer. But in fact, if you look at the horror benchmarks in this game, the giant is not nearly as scary as they should be. Now, I say horror benchmarks. It's not that convenient in the book. I mean, we don't get a hierarchical ranking of different levels of horror so that we get a sense of like how scary a horror factor 8 is compared to a horror factor 12. Heroes Unlimited is not here to hold your hand. If you want a well-organized scale to measure things with, you got to assemble it yourself, which is what I did. I did that work. I searched for horror factor. I found all the relevant entries in the hierarchy of horror. And this tedious exercise confirmed me in my belief that giants are not as scary as they should be. Because since your scariness depends on your height, if you're a giant, you can look straight across, one-to-one, based on your height, what are you as scary as? And it is not favorable to giants. Let's go step by step. Let's grow that giant, starting at 13 feet, and talk about how scary they are according to this game. First of all, just to set a baseline, think about an 8-foot person bumping into you at some kind of social event, and you look over your shoulder and you're like, oh, hey, I'm sorry. And then you look way up, and there they are, 8 feet tall, and they look pissed. How scared are you? Okay, 8 feet tall, towering above you. How scared are you when they look at you angry? Okay, now with that feeling firmly in mind, let's blow that up to 13 feet tall. And that's where we start. A 13-foot tall motherfucking giant is as scary as a known gun enthusiast who has never done anything with his life. If you go to the hardware weapons expert, if you look at the horror factor there for people knowing that you have guns, you'll find that a first level hardware weapons expert, which means someone who is known to have guns but is not known to have ever used them or in fact done anything, less of a gunslinger, more of a gun fancier, sort of a basement dwelling gun otaku, this guy is as scary as a 13 foot tall human being. Alternately, also as scary as a 13 foot tall giant, the sound of something moving. If you look at the invisibility power, which we'll get to soon in the podcast, you'll find that when invisible characters just like move shit around and it's like, oh, who moved that pot? Who tapped the wall? That's as scary as a 13 foot tall giant bearing down on you. Let's say that's not scary enough for you. You want a little more respect, so you pump up your height. Let's go to 18 feet tall. 18 foot tall giant, angry, cracking their giant meaty knuckles, looking down at you. That's as scary as a person with the stretching super ability. So like a Mr. Fantastic or Plastic Man type. Now, I'm not going to claim that Mr. Fantastic's powers aren't all fucked up. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not saying that if he came at me with that big stretchy face, that big stretchy body, sounding like a rubber band, I wouldn't be a little freaked out. But especially for a superhero in a superhero world, I know superpowers are a thing. So I'm not like, oh my God, you're melting in my direction. I'm like, it's a stretchy guy. There's a basic level of body horror there, but I dispute that that is scarier than an 18 foot tall assailant. 18 feet. Think about looking up 18 feet and seeing the face of the person who is about to crush you. It's harrowing, but okay, obviously not harrowing enough. We're at a horror factor 10 right now, which means this 18 foot tall behemoth only has about a 50-50 chance of scaring an average person. So obviously he's got to up his game. Let's take it up to a 23 foot tall giant. 23 feet, almost five times the height of a normal person. Dude is over two stories tall. This guy who's about to crush you, we're now measuring his height in architectural terms. What's as scary as that, according to Heroes Unlimited? How about a butterfly swarm? Yes, our old friend, the butterfly swarm. From Bug Rates, remember? You can get affected by a swarm of butterflies because it's fluttering everywhere. They might get in my mouth. They might get in my hair. These fanciful butterflies. That's as scary as being attacked by a 23 foot tall individual, according to this game. Okay, obviously that's not tall enough. All right, let's amp it up further. 33 feet tall. Now over three stories tall. According to the controlled darkness power, being in total darkness, like the kind created by the controlled darkness superpower, horror factor 13, just the same as having a 33 foot tall individual stomp up to you looking for a fight. Total equivalence. And I get it, the unknown is scary, but like, really? You walk into a dark warehouse in the middle of the night and it's pitch black and you can't see shit. It's just the deepest, deepest darkness. Windows have been boarded up. It's spooky in there, right? You're scared. You're listening to every noise. You're jumping every time you think that you feel something, like a little disturbance in the air. Then you finally find a light switch, you pull it, and you find that in the warehouse is a 33 foot tall, angry looking motherfucker, and your emotional state is flat. Like, you know, they say the anticipation is worse. They say that fear is the scariest thing, but in this case, it's exactly even. This is just as scary as having no idea what was in this warehouse. I'm in a state of blessed equilibrium. No, you're not. I don't think a dark room is as scary as a giant. And as evidence, I submit to you the fact that there is no fairy tale about Jack and his brave defeat of the dark fucking room. So, all right, if being as scary as the dark is not scary enough for you, you have to go that last step up that's available to you. As an average giant with average physical endurance, you can get to about 38 feet tall. That's where you max out. And being 38 feet tall makes you as scary as a harmless field of sparkles, as we see under Control Static Electricity. The extremely weak superpower of Control Static Electricity allows you to surround yourself with little impressive sparkles, just a harmless little show-off sparkler attack. That's as scary as a 38-foot tall giant. But that's not even the worst it gets. You're going to love this one. Let's say that you're an exceptional giant. Let's say that you were blessed with an exceptional constitution and you can grow even larger in an effort to get the goddamn respect you deserve. You go to 43 foot tall. Now over four stories tall, you're having trouble like, you know, individually picking out the people you're trying to scare. You're just mean mugging the ground. It's to be understood, anybody who's down there, I'm looking at you all in a general way. And God forbid one of these little peons, one of these little ants should individually piss you off. You know, God forbid somebody's out at a social event and they, you know, bump somebody behind their back and they're like, oh, sorry, turn around, look up, 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 four stories up. Here's this vengeful God of a man about to rain his wrath down upon them. That's pretty fucking scary. It's as scary as, according to this game, remember from Alter Physical Structure, colon liquid, a water behemoth who is 18 feet tall. 18 feet tall. You got almost 30 feet on this water behemoth, and it's as scary as you are. Why? Because it's made of water? The second worst of the classical elements? Give me a break. This one isn't even apples and oranges like the others, where it's like, oh, what's really scarier? A guy who's all freaky and stretchy, or somebody who's really big? It's just two big guys. One of them is 30 feet bigger than the other, which, for my money, means he's more intimidating. This is not, you know, an abstract exercise in evaluating danger levels. This is gut level, pit of your stomach, feel like I gotta get out of here. And this tiny behemoth is as scary as the giant, despite being less than half his size. Just disgraceful. And I don't know, suppose you can get all the way up to 48 feet tall, nearly five stories now. We're getting into like King Kong territory here. And according to Heroes Unlimited, with their fucking bravado, with their fucking balls of steel, according to them, a King Kong-sized monster of a man is as intimidating as a very scary werewolf. A lycanthrope, a werewolf who rolled a really good horror factor. This is not even good game design. This is not even good horror writing. Think if you had a movie that crosses over The Amazing Colossal Man and the werewolf. Obviously, you don't put them in a fight against each other because a 50-foot tall man is way scarier than anything, man, dog, or both, below the 10-foot mark. It's just a simple matter of size category, a simple matter of weight class. This is why there was never a King Kong versus Wolfman, even though there's money in that main event. There's no way to pay it off. And yes, I know there was a Godzilla versus Wolfman, but number one, that was a fan film that was not released, and number two, they made the Wolfman giant, and number three, logic doesn't apply to Godzilla, he's the king of monsters. My point is this, horror factor is wildly inconsistent across this game. For all that it gets applied to its seemingly every superpower throughout this section, every time the number seems to represent something different. And the fact that you can be multiple stories tall, picking fist fights with regular people, and they're not as scared of you as they are of like the dark or butterflies, just shows that this like subsystem, this horror factor thing, was not ready for the spotlight. The scale makes no goddamn sense. And it leads to this tragic affliction of Big Show syndrome, where in many cases, the giant hero or villain towering over the battlefield, who should be like the center of a combat set piece, is actually going to be one of the least scary characters there. And that's a real shame. In fiction as it is in life. Let's all pour one out for Paul White. Poor guy. I mean, I know he's fabulously rich and has had a great life in many ways, and he's huge and could crush us, but he should have been Andre. Join me next time for more perplexing inconsistencies in the way that this fictional world works on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.